What is up? I'm so glad you decided to tune in to episode 39 of Entertainology. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and first and foremost, welcome. I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. This episode, I'm pleased to welcome a very special guest, Charles H.S. Charles is a singer, songwriter, and TikToker based in the UK and is a proud, hopeless romantic. I brought him on to talk about what the future has in store, upcoming releases, and of course, what the journey has been like thus far. Welcome!
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for being here. So let's start from the very beginning. What got you into music in the first place?
Very good question. Every time I ask this, I always change the answer. Cause I always kind of, like, there's so many different things that got me started. But I think, do you remember Coldplay's album, I think it Rush of Blood to the Head?
I think so.
Yeah, so Clocks was on that. Yeah, the song Clocks was on that album. And the song Clocks really got me into music. I loved it.
Aww.
And it was always like, oh, music sounds cool. Like, I'd love to listen. And then it got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing it, like, practicing at school. So I started at school, joined a band. It all sort of went from there. It's very impulsive. There was no, like, actual statement for me to go, I'm going to do this. But it was very random. But it was a case of, I have a passion for it. Why not start it? A bit like podcasts. So, yeah, it's very random, but fun. It's good.
Yeah, those... The best passions tend to come about that way. I mean, my parents said, oh, she's energetic. Let's throw her in the theater. And here I am.
Exactly.
So if you couldn't make kind of poppy, light kind of music you make now, what other music genre would you tap into?
You know what? I really like the kind of chill, like, R&B genre. I sort of, like, you know, Khalid sort of music. Like, you know, the song Better by Khalid, that kind of, like, warm piano R&B sort of music I really like.
Yeah.
I don't know how you describe it, because it's not pop.
Yeah.
I just really like feel songs, but I just kind of think anything that makes you want to, like, just relax, that sort of stuff I'd make. Instead of like, indie pop, but yeah, that's definitely my favorite one.
Absolutely. So, how would you describe yourself in five words?
Five words. Determined.
Ooh.
Overthinker.
Yeah.
British.
It's a personality trait.
It is. And hopeless romantic. So that's four, but
yeah. Well, that all seems very fitting and extremely relatable.
Yeah.
So you said hopeless romantic, overthinker.
Yeah.
Does that overthinking and being British as a personality trait ever have some connection to your creative mood? Like, what puts you in a creative mood?
I think the whole creative process for me, I think it depends on when you're in a certain situation. To say if I've gone through a life experience, it may be like, there might be a catalyst to it. So... the whole hopeless romantic thing, the overthinking thing, you can have lots of different thoughts and feelings at once, and that can make you want to say a lot of different things. So I think when I have that, I think, oh, I'll write them all down in the book, and that starts songwriting. And when that happens, I have to look at the words on the page, and I start thinking about melodies and all that, and that turns into the production.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it all flows into one, but it all starts from, like, journaling, I think.
Absolutely.
I'm just writing down how I feel.
Yeah, writing is, well, I write in many different formats, so I definitely understand the appeal there.
Yes.
Yeah, so
it's good to write.
Absolutely. And artists are always much better when they have multiple creative outlets, so. So I first found you on TikTok. But what inspired you to start this kind of community of hopeless romantics on TikTok, and what has that kind of journey been like so far for you?
it's been really positive. I think the way it started was that I think social media can be really misleading. And I think there's a lot of standards on social media that I think we all need to like try and set, or like people try and set the standards on social media. And it's like this sort of like way of being like the ideal person. And I think there's so many people that just really enjoy the simplicity of like relationships and like love for other people. Not like, it hasn't got to be like a relationship, like it's a mutual like love for a friend or whatever. And I think there's a lot of like shy people as well on social media that can be quite overwhelmed by everything on the platforms like TikTok, Instagram, whatever. And I thought there's got to be people out there that want to make online friends that are similar to them that might not have the confidence to do so. And so I was like, if I can create a real like kind community full of people that enjoy reading, films, music, that sort of stuff that like, you know, maybe, to be fair, I don't want to be like that guy, but there's I don't see many guys talking about like rom-coms on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe I could be that guy. Like, we do exist. Like, guys do watch rom-coms.
Yes.
And I was like, there's one in me. And I was like, surely there's got to be some more people that feel comfortable enough to talk about it. Because maybe like a guilty pleasure sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm definitely there to show people that they can be themselves. And I want to create a community of people that feel like they can always be themselves. And I haven't got to worry about anything and just be them. That's what social media should be about, not all this like fake standards, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. I 100% get that. And I love the whole, like, talking about rom-coms, talking about these interests. Because it took me a while, but I'm a firm believer that if it brings you pleasure, it shouldn't be guilty.
Oh, exactly. 100%. Love that.
And I was just watching some interview with Sebastian Stan admitting that his comfort movie is Notting Hill with Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
So you do exist, and I'm happy to see a community like that building.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the music. What was it like when your first single officially debuted?
It was actually a really stressful process. I remember... Obviously I did it independently, and I set the time zone wrong. So obviously I'm 20 minutes from London, and I set it to release at midnight in New York. So it came out at the wrong time. So there's me like in GMT time thinking, oh, it's got like about 2 minutes. And I'm like, where is it? It's not here. Where's the song come out?
So that came out like 5 a.m. your time.
Yes. Yeah, it did. Yeah. So I stayed up all night waiting for it to come out, and it was a nightmare. But it did eventually, and it was really funny because I think there's not many people that from like where I live that have done it independently. Like, few had before me, but I was probably one of the first to do it. Like, who people knew me as like a guy from a band. It's like, oh, he's doing like solo stuff. That's quite cool. And I think people were like curious to see what's going on. I really wanted it to go well, and it's just so typical that it went wrong as soon as it like was released. But after a while, when it came out, the reception was really good. It's funny because I look back on that first single. And I think it's changed so much, like my production. I think I just got so much better, like writing wise. But I feel like it needs to stay there to be like a comparison. Like, this is where I was in 2020. This is where I am now, so I can see the difference. You know.
Absolutely, you got to be able to see the growth.
Yeah, it's all that growth.
Right. So, how would you describe the vibe of your music and your style to someone who is new to your work?
I think it's very much a case of, if you can imagine a film camera aesthetic, like, if you could imagine that, I always say to people, like, if you don't know, if you like indie summery pop, that's like summery pop, if you take a film camera and go to, like, a really vibrant beach somewhere, and take a photo of the beach, think of the music you'd be listening to, and, like, the happy vibes, and, like, the guitars and all that, the kind of surf rock, that's the sort of music that I want to make. And that's the sort of music that I'm making. And so it's kind of reflective of that. See what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Absolutely. I like to think of, like, when someone says, like, indie, summery pop, I immediately start thinking of, like, I'm either going for, like, synths and, like, very 80s, or I'm going for very chill, like, I'm sitting there with a book on beautiful beach, just kind of relaxing, or I'm going around the boardwalk with my friends. Like, there's some aspect of summer that I can tie that to.
Yeah, totally.
So that's, and we're getting to that season, so it's perfect timing.
Perfect timing, yeah, exactly. Perfect timing.
So, of course, music and writing, big parts of your life. But what do you like doing in your spare time?
I'm massive into sports. I love my sports. And I'm, like, huge into fitness as well. Like, fitness and nutrition. I get it's quite, like, a basic answer, but I'm massively into that. I've just got into film photography as well. So it's kind of, like, a new thing for me. Like, I'm like, oh, I like film. I make music. I'm like, might as well put two and two together. You know, but it was funny. Someone said to me the other day, like, what would you be without the music? And I was like, God, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's such a big part of like me, and I'm guessing anyone who does whatever, like someone's a footballer or a, you know, whatever. There is, it's such a big part of them. If I take it away, who are they? And you kind of have to find that.
Right.
And so I think for me, I'm someone who tries to be a good person, but also wants to try new things. So like the film photography, like the fitness and all that. But
yeah,
I think I'm someone who's quite experimental in that sense.
I definitely am the same way, and I'm always happy to meet more people who are, in terms of their interests, a crossover between the arts and sports. Mm-hmm. Because I'm also like that. I'm grown up with sports, and my family's always been into sports, and just figuring out how I can possibly cross over the two is just, it's amazing, but it is an experiment, yeah. Like you were saying. So,
exactly, yeah.
What are your plans for the future? Are we expecting more songs? Are we expecting more delving into film? Are we expecting a combination thereof?
You know what? I was thinking about this morning. So, I'm planning on taking a little like social media break,
right?
Just to focus purely on me and like just personal things. And over that time, I'm going to, like, shut off my phone. I'm going to, like, really ground myself. I'm just going to, like, focus so much on writing and social media. Writing and, like, music. And so over that time, I'm going to be making so many songs. Like, I'm going to try and make so many songs. I've got loads already that I'm working on. Future-wise, I'd like to think I can do, like, a specific EP or an album, like, dedicated to a certain theme. TikTok-wise, I'd like to keep going with the whole community thing. I really like that. And I want to eventually start getting the community to, like, help me write songs, to have, like, lots and lots of people saying, I want to write about this, or, like, that little community vibe where we can write together and talk together. Someone mentioned a Discord the other day, and I was like, I have no idea to do that, but that's a good idea. But, you know what I mean? I like the communal vibe.
Absolutely.
I think maybe an EP eventually. The goal one day is to play a festival. That's, like, my goal. But that's a long way away, I'm sure.
All right. Well, maybe it's not so far away, but
we don't know.
I'm perfectly happy to come see you at, like, Coachella. Like,
oh, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? It'd be great.
Yeah, like, yeah. If Coachella wants to sponsor Entertainology, you're just like, you know?
Yeah.
Now, my final question for you is, what advice do you have for aspiring singer-songwriters?
I get asked this quite a lot recently. I've been asked it a few times with people, and I'm in no position to ever really say what to do, so I'm just at the start as well. I'm not a professional by any means, but I think if someone wants to write, or they like writing and love music, there's no, like, method to being a good songwriter. It's just about writing songs. So if you want to start off and you think you're really bad, the more you do it, it's better, and it's just going to get better and better. Ed Sheeran said that when you go, like, to buy an old house, like, when you run the tap for the first time, it's going to be, like, lots of dirt coming out of the tap, and it's not going to be really clean water. But eventually, the clean water will come out, because that represents the good songs.
Yeah.
But every now and then, you're going to get the dirty water, so that's the bad songs. But the more you do it, the more you run the tap, the more you write, the more, you know, the better the songs will become. And that's the way I see it. So if you want to write songs and want to do music, the best thing you can do is just sit down and write feelings and put it all together. But just start it. Don't hesitate. I think that's the one thing I'd say.
I love that, and I mean, Ed Sheeran is definitely someone to look up to in this industry.
Yeah, he's quite good.
It's quite amazing. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. Remember to tune in and follow Entertainology on Instagram and Twitter. That's all for today. Ava Jordan signing off.